I give you access to unlimited toppings. What sandwich you making?
I'm making a veal sandwich. I'm throwing some mushrooms, sauteed mushrooms on that bitch.
How do I share this?
Some mozzarella. Okay. It's a veal sandwich, so it's a saucy sandwich, just to be clear.
I got a question. You toasting that bread, or?
How fresh is the bread? Are we talking about like fresh out the oven?
This is baked? Your ideal sandwich.
Ideal sandwich? I don't have to toast the bread because it's hot out of the oven.
I just slice that
bitch and put my sandwich in it.
Squall, you've sent me a picture that contains four different types of bread.
That's true. He's right. You did.
Like, I'm asking. It's a simple question.
Hang on. Which one? No, hang on. I'm going to send it again.
Look at the veins on that one, huh?
Veiny bread?
Look at that veiny ass bread.
That's what I think of when I think of bread. The second one.
I've never seen this bread.
This is one hell of a cold open. Yes, this is exactly what I was thinking when you described this.
Yeah, but you said it's 12 inches long and 6 inches wide.
I'm thinking of a fucking. You know what, man?
I can't wait to trim this and put this in the end of the episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to Let's Get Gaming Podcast, episode 56 on this day, Friday the 13th, 2022, May, Friday, 13th, covered it all. Hey, I'm your host, Patrick Dennehy, but joined with me this week, his money does not jiggle, it's Chris Montpetit.
It folds.
He likes to see you wiggle.
It's for sure.
Wow.
We ruined it, you fuck.
What the fuck are you thinking of? I'm going to be honest.
I can promise you Pasquale has no idea what the hell I'm doing.
No idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, you want to see him dribble? It's Stefano Fontana.
6'2" in a compact. No slack.
Dude, okay, hold on. Every once in a while, the meme culture, it goes a little bit too fast. I'm getting old. You know, it's a little bit, sometimes it moves a little bit too fast. Polite British man rapping is like my aesthetic.
There are two trends right now on TikTok that I actually think are very enjoyable. That is one of them. I think that dance is hilarious. And then the Lizzo dance, I think, is solid too. They're both pretty funny.
Commendable. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
See, some of the best. I'll find out about this stuff in 2 weeks because I get my TikTok information through Instagram stories like an adult.
Hold on. There's no way you're on Instagram and you don't know polite British man rapping. There's absolutely no way.
I don't know. Maybe I've seen it. I just didn't register.
Jiggle.
Because it I forget.
Like the way you wiggle.
No, I forget that you don't bring your phone with you into the washroom.
Oh my God.
So there's literally no way for you to keep up with meme culture.
No, there's not.
It's true.
Just the rest of the day.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Well,
we're not all just memes here. We got a very Nintendo Switch focused show today, but we have other things to talk about as well. I don't know, how you guys doing? How's your week been? We're gonna do our tradition of like, what have you guys been playing? We make a little bit fun of Pasquale. Talk a little bit about Wii Sports, because I am officially a 53-year-old man, and I've been playing bowling for the last the last 74 hours. Have just been Nintendo Switch Sports bowling. That's it.
That's worse than real bowling.
It's no okay, but you don't understand. There's a lot of technique to it, right?
It's just not Nintendo Switch bowling.
Can you still throw the ball backwards?
I know they got rid of that.
But boo.
I want to say I'm proud of myself. I have not destroyed my TV yet. I'm going up in the ranks in the bowling world. They just dropped new cosmetic items in Nintendo Switch Sports. You can now dress up as a squirrel, which a lot of people are divided on, myself included.
You for or against it?
I'm neither.
How are you divided on it?
I don't like the idea of furries existing, but at the other side, I'm like, I don't care. So I'm both sides of the coin right now.
Fair enough.
That's how I'm treating it, you know?
Okay.
I think that's like the best way to deal with things that you know, that you don't care about. It's like, oh, that's weird. Good for them.
You do you.
That's how I deal with most everything in life.
Hey, honestly, dude, it works so much, you know? You just get
through. I'm sitting in my house, and does a furry come to my house and try to rob me or do anything awful to me?
Hopefully not.
Well, then,
why do I give a fuck, you know?
I don't know. Do you get near them? I don't know.
I don't think you'd want to get near them, because I imagine, like, those suits smell.
Is that classic Dave Chappelle joke of the guy masturbating on a bus? Like, do you go to that guy and do you stop him? You know what I mean? No, the guy's got his dick out. Yeah. You stay the fuck away.
Didn't know where when, you know, me bringing up the fact that I've been playing Nintendo Switch Sports, I didn't think it would lead to some dude masturbating on a bus, but, you know,
here we are.
And we did that. I was watching the timer, did that in less than a minute, so good job. Speedrunning tonight, boys.
How far can we get off topic?
How far can we get off? I'm sorry, you cut out there. I just
okay, perfect.
And the man on the bus was Pasquale. It was the weirdest thing.
Wow!
And then everyone clapped. It was
it's the aristocrats.
All right. Well, to our four remaining listeners, thank you for making it this far. You know what, Stefano? What have you been playing this week?
I just been playing Life is Strange. It's just crushing me. I've only made it one chapter further. I just finished chapter 4 and I messaged Pat about it, but what the fuck? You know what I mean? I'm not going to say what happens, but what the fuck? Everyone who knows what happens will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is some bullshit.
You got one chapter left, if memory serves me correctly.
That weighs out 5, so.
I don't know how you're going to deal with it.
I'm not well. I can tell you that.
You're going to have a bad time, dude.
Yeah, probably.
He's going to need his son to console him.
Yeah.
He's very good at that, for the most
part. That's good.
At least you have someone in your life.
I romanced Steph.
Did you? Good.
Of course I did.
Have you met me? Honestly, that was my main goal. Like, the second I put that disc in, I'm like, okay, we're going after it.
I know what's going to happen. Once I knew it was possible, I was like, all right, cool.
If there's one weakness that is held within my DNA, it's the weird hipster chick that works at, like, the record store.
Absolutely. And then runs the radio station? Oh, my God.
Dude, like, there was 0% chance for that other dude.
Yeah, and he seemed like a good dude. I would, all things considered.
Upstanding gentleman, you know?
In any other situation, I would have chose him.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. But,
I also, so here.
Didn't wear a beanie, so.
That's right. You lose. He kind of looks like the main character from Wolf Among Us, but, like, less angry.
Bigsby?
Yeah, he looked like Bigsby. But, like, less drunk.
Yeah, I think that's what did it to me. You know, you gotta have you need to be a little bit unhinged. In today's world, right?
Here's the real question, though: Steph or Chloe?
Hmm. See, okay, but here's the thing, right? I mean, you can't compare the two. They're two separate entities, really.
I don't know.
Life is Strange universe, right? Because, I mean, like, first of all, Chloe. But also, it's like, you know,
I gotta be honest, it's 100%. That's 100% Steph, no question.
Really?
100%.
Steph, you were in love with Chloe when the game still first came out.
I still am.
Wow.
But Steph is a wholesome. She's kind.
Mm.
I haven't finished the story yet. That might change. So far, so
it's
good.
It's going to change. It's going to change drastically. But
so far, so good. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Also, the town reminds me of Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls, and that's like all I've ever needed. So
right.
It's really great. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, I'm interested. When you finish it up, and, you know, let me know, we'll have a little bit of a discussion about it, maybe talk about the decisions you made versus the ones I made, and we'll see how things played out differently. Because I did not go back to the game yet to replay as, like, a mirror dimension version where I just make the opposite choices for everything, right? So it'll be interesting to see how things played out for you. Especially the final decision. I'm super curious how you handle it.
I mean, I murdered the entire town in the first Life is Strange and didn't look back. So, I mean,
yeah. You condemn them all. Good for you.
Yeah. Fuck them. Please.
Like a man.
That's right. Like Joel from The Last of Us. Yeah. I condemn them all.
Fuck everybody else except this one person.
That's right. Hey, man. I don't know what to tell you. Whatever that says about me is what it says about me. You know what I'm saying? I would like to make a formal, you know, it's all a gimmick. We give Pasquale a lot of shit here, but from this point on, I'm going to be nice.
Positivity.
I'm going to keep track of how many times you've said that.
I've never said it.
Pat you've said that it. In the past. Whoa, hold many on. Times.
This is new Patrick, and new Patrick will not be slandered. All right? If you're going to look, I had one bit. I did one bit when I was nice to Pasquale for the whole episode.
I'll be nice to Pasquale this entire episode.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah. All right, go for it. That's fine. Chris, cut this out. This segment will never make it there. Never make it there. Chris, what have you been playing this week?
So I've gone back to Control again. I finished Paper Mario. I'm getting through Control. But I've also been juggling with some older games. I actually started playing the Earthbound for NES that they put on the Switch Online. Definitely kind of hit me in the nostalgia feel for like older console RPGs, but like this one's so weird, especially after playing like Earthbound on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, I gotta work on my backlog. You know, I get too wrapped up in like the game of the week. You know.
Oh, dude, tell me about it.
I, you know, as somebody who's slowly approaching 47 hours in bowling, I gotta like maybe deviate a little bit.
Tell me about it, Chris. You platinumed Assassin's Creed Syndicate like a week ago.
No, that's like 2 months ago now, man. But like seriously, my backlog's like crazy, especially like I know Pat, you can relate because you and I like are both retro video game collectors.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure like I have enough video games currently to play like every day for like the next year and never catch up.
I mean like right now, like I guess the nice thing about it is that there are, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of games out there from the retro collections that are incredibly expensive and I will never own. But for the most part, if you wanted to build up a retro collection, it doesn't really cost you that much. Right.
Well,
for the
most, it does now.
Well, now it does. Yeah. But for the most part, you're paying like shipping charges. Right. Like, but are the immediate access, like if you're somebody who is one of those dirty heathens that doesn't want to actually own the game, you could get those pretty easily right now. You know what I mean? Like, I literally pointed at you at where you are on my screen, but that's besides the point. Speaking of relatively old games, I think the next one on my list, I picked up a copy of Lollipop Chainsaw for the Nintendo, for the Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's a good find.
Which is such a good game. One of those like slightly ahead of their time games. I'm going to have to dust off. I have a 360. I don't know where it is. I'm going to find it. I'm going to play this game because it's been on my list for such a long time. And it's surprisingly hard to find. So I was very happy to pick that up. Yeah. Yeah. So get ready for me talking about a game that came out 18 years ago in the next episode. It's going to be great, dude.
Awesome.
Very relevant.
Yeah. The only thing I know about that game is that she cuts off her boyfriend's head and then like just wears him as a belt. but he's chill. He's chill about it the whole time. He's down with it. Yeah.
It's like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah. It's like a Tamagotchi. You pop him on zombies.
Is it like the main character, the head from God of War?
yeah, just like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Greek mythology actually copied Lollipop Chainsaw, so
I believe it.
Yeah. All right, let's
we just skipped over Pasquale.
I was begrudging it, but Pasquale.
But why?
No, I just look. I'm just gonna. Hey, you everyone, know what?
Be nice to him. Okay, he played a game this week.
Let's do that. Stefano, you ask him. You do it,
Pasquale. Regale us. Yes. What have you played this week?
I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima. I uncovered the whole map now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I have to just now do the last side quest for the archer guy. I can't remember his name for some reason.
Oh, yes.
The one who's going after like the traitor student. Just got to do like his last two missions and then just finish off the main story and then I'm good.
What are you gonna play next, huh?
I don't know. I gotta look through. I have a list of stuff also.
What recent relevant video game are you gonna play next, huh?
Listen.
Should be Horizon. What? That should be your answer, bro.
Horizon 2016 Horizon, right? That's where you're gonna finally get to. You're gonna play through that.
I played that. You played that last week.
I swear to God. I played Zero Dawn the week it came out. I had a wonderful time, except for the fact that Aloy did not shut the fuck up, which has been patched out. It's been fixed. But I swear to God, every time we ask you, what have you been playing? It's like somebody presenting to teacher. I cleared the whole map. Great.
I'm very proud of you. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, Pasquale.
You know what?
I'm
not going to answer next time. How about
that? Please answer. I like to answer.
You should play Horizon. It's very good.
I will.
That's actually next on my list.
Yeah.
Actually, I should play what's it called? Life is Strange, just to get on the story with that.
Dude, I mean, you like the Life is Strange games.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It definitely is like a sit down and play game, you know? You could get through it in like 12 hours.
In your time. Okay. Oh, man, so that was such an easy joke. Hours. Oh, my God. time.
That's
like 3 or 4 months.
Thank you, Chris, for making the joke. I almost made the joke. You're welcome. I almost messed up my five minutes.
Almost making the joke is the same as making the joke.
No, it's not. You don't make jokes completely every different. Day. You know how many things I say in my head every day that I don't say out loud? There's a filter in there that saves me from my job constantly.
There's this huge difference between I almost shot that dude and shot that dude. Allegedly. You should point out. Yeah. That's the
hypothetically
difference.
Entirely.
Hypothetically. Maybe. Anyway. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're enjoying Ghost of Tsushima. Still. I can say.
To be honest, it speaks to the quality of the game that he's been willing to go back to it.
High quality.
This many times.
Never up for debate. No.
It's a great game.
It is a good game.
Now, you know what else is a good game? Everything released on the Nintendo Switch. A boom stinger.
That's not true.
Okay, hold on. Look. So we got a couple things here to go through tonight. As I said at the beginning of the show, it's going to be a Nintendo Switch focused show. Nintendo put out a little bit of a little presser. I say that the transition to their next console is a major concern for them, right? And I think that, first of all, this headline is a little bit sensationalized, right? I think, like, you know, if you were to say, what's a major concern for our podcast? It's talking about video game stuff, right? Like, it's the focus. I think this is one of those news articles that is trying to be like, oh, shit, Nintendo's, like, freaking out. They don't know what's going on. No. They want to make sure that they don't stumble into a Wii U 2 situation. You know what you know?
Yeah.
With that being said, the Switch is 6-7 years old at this point. It's running on... it doesn't. It genuinely feels like it came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the day I got my Switch with, like, Breath of the Wild, and I'm like, oh, it was like last week. But no. Moving on from the Switch, we are going to get a new system at some point. The Switch is 7 years old at this point. It's running on outdated hardware. You know, everybody's been asking, when are we getting a Super Nintendo Switch or a Nintendo Switch 2.0 or whatever it is, like an iteration on the hardware. But also thinking back, like, Nintendo did a lot to get the Switch where it is right now. They took a lot of risks. They killed off the Game Boy line, right? They got rid of the DS, the 3DS, a wildly, incredibly, insanely popular line of video games and video games accessories, consolidating their handheld and their console market into one thing. And now what is the future after the Switch? So I kind of want to go around the table here, ask you guys what you think the next direction Nintendo could go. Are we going to see a return to console only? Are we always, you know, are they going to bring back the 3DS to some extent to compensate if they do go back to console only? What do you think the next system from Nintendo is going to look like? And I guess, Chris, how you feeling?
So my thoughts is that we're just going to get a more powerful version of what we're getting now.
Yeah.
With backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
And like, you almost have to have it backwards compatible.
That's the safest route, right? Like, that I think is the best way to handle it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, look at the install base for the Switch, dude. It's like millions upon millions of units have sold, and like they can't really, they can't really like, I mean, they can though. Like that's a thing when it comes to anything regarding Nintendo, right? We can sit here being like, oh, they shouldn't do that. That's a bad idea. They would never do it. And then they just fucking do it, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's the thing that I'm concerned about the most.
Yeah.
But I think, like, a beefier Nintendo Switch, like a Super Nintendo Switch, or, like, just call it the Nintendo Switch 2, you know? I think the average person will understand that. Sony has made it clear that just changing the number at the end of your system is more than enough for people to understand where it's where it lies in the developmental cycle, right?
Yeah.
Seven Up Pasquale, what about you guys?
So I think, yeah, like Chris said, it's going to either be one of two things. It'll have that hardware update where it's just like this next version of it, or it's the same thing, but just better hardware. Or my other theory is that it could be where they keep the Switch as their Game Boy, like their guaranteed seller that just stays there, and then they come up with something else on top of that where it's like their test console just to see how it works, and then they always have the Switch to fall back on if it does shit like the Wii U.
Yeah
And so that would be like another option I think they could take. I don't know if they would do that though, but yeah.
I was, I actually was agreeing with, I had kind of two lines of thoughts. I think they have two directions that they could probably go in that would make sense for them. I don't know that I would say like their secondary console would be a tester, but I think that they maybe hold on to Nintendo Switch Lite. Maybe they call it the Super Nintendo Switch, like we're talking about, made a little bit more, a little stronger, but handled only. And keep that like handheld market going, and then and keep that backwards compatible, like you're saying, and forwards compatible. Like the game still exists on both, kind of like the new 3DS or whatever. And then they create like a console, like a, you know, like a TV console, Nintendo game console that's like a little more comparable to their compatriots graphics wise, especially because they've.
Do you want that though? Do you really want like a Nintendo branded system comparable to the PS5, the Xbox Series S? Like, I don't think I need that.
No, what I want them to do is throw the baby with the bathwater, say fuck the Switch, and make a new Switch and make it backwards compatible, but just make games for that.
Yeah.
And I think Nintendo's the only console the only manufacturer and producer that has the first party strength, built-in fan base to do that without getting that much pushback. They've done it before. They could do it again. It's not that weird for them to drop the old consoles. Yeah. And I think they just make, I think that they make that the Super Nintendo Switch or whatever you want to call it. And it's beefier, but not crazy. And it's doing exactly what the Switch does, but just better. I think they don't necessarily have a choice to do that because of the Steam Deck.
I think they've kind of forced
their hand a bit with the handheld market. Like, they're no longer they were the thought leader. And while the Steam Deck is obviously like a different market, it still shows holes in Nintendo's game that they can patch.
Nintendo was pretty much run a monopoly on like the handheld market early on, right? And then we saw the rise, you know, we saw slight challengers like the PSP and the PS Vita, which, failed for obvious reasons.
It was very generous of you to call those challengers. Well, I don't even think they made Nintendo break a sweat.
but you know, I think the biggest competitor directly to the Switch is just mobile phones, right? Like, everyone has a phone, everyone plays their games. You know, I play mobile games literally every single day, right? Like, I'm always checking
a Nintendo
Pokemon
one,
Go.
To be clear.
Yeah. It is.
Whoa, hold on. Yeah,
they're still making money.
Dude, Nintendo's mobile division, I don't know what they're doing. Like, they put out. The last one that officially came out was like Pikmin Bloom, because that's an actual Nintendo game partnership with Niantic. And before that, they had Dr. Mario World, which was downloaded by 13 million people and made $14 million before they shut it down. Which sounds impressive until you think about it.
It's not.
Everyone spent $1.
It's still better than the Harry Potter game, though.
I mean, here's the thing, right? I think this is why Nintendo does so well on the mobile. And I say mobile, just to, not like an actual mobile device, but I mean like, you know, a device that you could pick up and move around with, you know, it's mobile. I think they do well in the mobile market because, like, phone games are just shit for the most part. And everyone likes playing video games if you're on the bus, if you're in between classes, you got a break from work, right? You don't want to think. You just want to play video games and, you know, and play a good one. That's all I'm saying. But,
well, like, Nintendo just got close to hitting almost $2 billion from revenue from mobile games.
Yeah, they're literally very close. A week ago. And the biggest one that's pushing those numbers is Fire Emblem Heroes, which is making them hand over fist, stupid amount of money.
Yeah.
It's weird to think, like, back in, like, 2012, Fire Emblem was on its last leg. They're putting out Awakening, being like, this is the last game in the series. And then immediately there's a massive 180 and everyone's going crazy for Fire Emblem now. It's one of the best, one of Nintendo's better performing franchises.
Like, it's almost made $1 billion on its own.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Dude, I'm telling you, you want to make money? Just get some waifus, put them in bikinis, hide them behind a gacha. That's all you got to do. It's easy. It's print money.
Like, the next contender is like Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. And that's like 2.76 million.
Is Pocket Camp beating out Tour? Mario Kart Tour?
By $6 million.
Wow, $6 million. Holy shit.
Yeah, like, that's how close it is, and like neck and neck.
Well, I will say the next tour does introduce Dr. Peach and Dr. Bowser, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to make up that difference.
I want to live in a world where $6 million is neck and neck. I would love to be $6 million neck and neck next to somebody else. That'd be great.
How about, I mean, we glossed over the fact that a $14 million payday was considered a massive failure.
But I was actually just, I wasn't giving you shit, by the way, Chris. I was just saying I would like to not be
poor. No. But so like, the games go like in this order, right? So it's Fire Emblem Heroes, which is like Nintendo's biggest earner, followed by Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, like I said, at 276 million. Mario Kart Tour at 270 million. Dragalia Lost at 167 million.
Japan, right? For sure. There's a Japan reason to stack.
That's another gacha game.
And like, this also does not include China, by the way. And Super Mario Run
China
at 87 million. And then 14 million for
people still
Dr. Mario World.
Play Super Mario Run.
Apparently, you know, it's enough. First of all, yes, because it's one of the only games where I could get my Nintendo points.
So to your point, 307 million people downloaded Super Mario Run.
Yeah.
How many people paid for it?
That's the thing, right? It's only $87 million worth of profit, whereas Fire Emblem Heroes only has 18 million people playing. And
honestly, I think all this shows is that gacha games make money. The only game on that list that is not a gacha game or a game that does not include gacha mechanics is Super Mario Run. Dragalia Lost is a gacha game. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp started out as a normal game, and then 6 months later, they added in a gacha mechanic, right? Fire Emblem Heroes launched as a gacha. Mario Kart Tour is a gacha, right? Like, those, it sucks, but those games make money.
Which, I was really excited for
Super the Dr. Mario World game, just like to give you the stats on that one, is crazy to think of because 13 million people download that game. So technically, it's like as if everyone gave like $1.01 to that game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it also makes it the most popular Dr. Mario game of all time with 13 million players.
Yeah. Right? Dragalia Lost only has 4 million players. And it made 167 million.
Only 4 million.
Yeah,
that's only really, 4 that's million. Like
the paltry sum of 4 million players. Metroid Dread, the most successful game of the Metroid in Metroid history, sold 2 million copies.
I know.
But yes, this random Nintendo video game about dragons pretending to be girls in skirts has twice as many
that's what it's about? Players. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Wait a minute, let's download this bad boy.
Take my
wallet. That's disgusting. Where is it?
So where I just need to avoid it.
How much do I need to pay before I feel happy? That's what I want to know.
You didn't have enough money. What?
What were we talking about? We started talking about girls and dragons, and I think we were talking about Nintendo, which those
Nintendo.
Two don't go together at all.
No.
So let's... Pasquale, did you give your thoughts on what you would like to see? I think that we're kind of all in the same agreement of what we want to see moving forward from Nintendo in the form of, like, I mean, personally, and then, you know, let me know if you guys think differently here. I think the Switch is the way, you know, yes. Like, I think that whatever it is that Nintendo's got cooking on in the back, I know they like their gimmicks. You know, I know they're going to want to do some weird shit like, oh, this, the next system is like 4D. It has smell-o-vision, right? Like, I don't know.
Here's a question. But, like, do you think Nintendo would ever get into VR of any kind?
They did. Remember Nintendo Labo?
It was also called the Virtual Boy, and it was a colossal failure.
Yeah, okay, that too.
Well, now where it's becoming more relevant again.
Well, Mario Odyssey has a VR mode.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shove your Switch into your Labo when you wear it as a mask.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
I mean, that's very good.
Can we just talk about Nintendo Labo for a second while we're just you know, breezing through that? What the fuck were they doing with that? Are they okay?
So I like think selling you $80 worth of cardboard.
I think actually that is a good
one.
I think Nintendo Labo is a really good example. And so same thing with Ring Fit, is that Nintendo can take Switch by the nature of the kind of console it is and apply gimmicks to it. So they can make the Switch 2 and apply these crazy ass gimmicks to it, and it won't like cause them to like sacrifice a generation to something stupid. I think it covers the bases.
That's such a good point, right? Like they have this literally modular device that the gimmicks are built into it, but the gimmicks that are like inherent in the system are what make it cool. The fact that it is handheld and it can be used as a home console. But the fact that they could build these gimmicks into it, like, now you're doing calisthenics, baby. What's this? Oh, Nintendo Switch Sports came with a leg strap. Go play soccer.
Now you're sitting on the roof with your cute date. Play some multiplayer Switch. That's what everyone loves that.
2016 Nintendo Switch promotional commercials were just incredible. Do you have 30 friends that want you to hang out with them on their roof, surrounded by fairy lights? Bring your Switch. They'll never invite you again.
I know what I would like to see in like the next version of Nintendo's console is a new Pro controller with like haptic feedback.
Yeah.
I think that's the future. I think PlayStation changed the game with that one.
Oh yeah, that's
I think everyone's gonna do that.
Ridiculous. Yeah. I agree. I think like the future of Nintendo is, I mean, ideally, right? Let's stick to the Switch. Beef it up a little bit, streamline it, get the processor going a little bit harder, maybe have it so that some games could, you know, play above 25 frames a second. That would be pretty good.
Put a 360 in there or something like that. Cause like
make it backwards compatible so that I don't lose any of my shit. Make sure every single Joy-Con I bought over the last 7 years is usable on the new system. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my goddamn
They're
going to
change it just enough.
A fully built-in Amiibo library where once I scan it in, I get a little figure of that Amiibo in like a little virtual bookshelf and I can look at it and be like...
A trophy system?
Yeah, a trophy system.
We all know that Nintendo's going to design the Switch 2 with just like different notches so that you can't slide your Joy-Cons into it, but they will sell you an adapter.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can use your Joy-Cons.
What are they, Apple? Yeah.
Have you seen the GameCube adapter?
They have one for the fucking Wii.
The question is, are the Super Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons going to have drift? Because legally, these ones don't either, but I'm just saying hypothetically.
If they make it cheap enough.
I don't know.
How do they have drift when they cost me $1,000 to buy new ones? You think they'd build the build quality a little bit higher?
Yeah, well, look at the PlayStation controllers. They're $90 and they also have issues up the ass. So
my launch PlayStation 5 controller has officially gone to shit.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a year and a bit, but it is not working anymore. It's doing this thing where like just randomly, it's like I just took the joystick and just cranked it all the way up. And it is the most frustrating. I cannot fix it. I'm sure I could send it in to someone, but like, I'll be honest with you, I want a black one, so I'm just going to go buy it. But that's besides the point. It's just, there's certain, and you know what, this is like, it's a growing issue. You know, I'm having this issue with the PS5 controller. A lot of other people have been reporting similar issues. The Joy-Cons have been having drift issues since day one. I'm sure Xbox has some sketchy shit going on.
Nope,
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Best build quality.
But what are we? What are we? Is this a trend? What are we seeing here? Mass production leading to faulty, devices.
What is or Apple?
It's all about maximizing profit with a cheap enough product that they can maximize the most potential getting the return back.
Mm. I don't like that. I remember back in the day, you bought a Game Boy. That shit still works to this day.
I got 20 of them. They still work. there's a Game Boy in the Nintendo World Museum.
Yeah.
If you go on the second level of the Nintendo World in New York City, that survived being napalmed in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Damn.
Still runs.
Still perfectly good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's. I'm gonna pitch you guys a hypothetical. Let's assume that, you know, the obvious route here is going to be taken. Nintendo is going to Nintendo, and they're going to make something completely different and be like, okay, the Switch was good. Let's move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. In that situation, what are you guys thinking to see? What are you guys hoping for? Or I guess maybe not hoping for, but what do you think that the next evolution of Nintendo systems would look like?
I feel like it's going to have something to do with haptic controls.
Well, they already kind of have that with... You can feel the ice cube.
Well, I think it's going to be a little more than that. Like, I feel like it's just going to be like the pressure triggers.
Yeah.
I also feel like we might start seeing something where... you remember the Thrustmaster steering wheels?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like you're gonna get some resistance, like turning and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if they're gonna have like the unit itself where you could like hold on to and the screen will like rotate with the way you're turning, like a steering wheel.
So you're saying the next Labo kits are gonna have like extra thick rubber bands just to really give you that resistance. Yeah.
That'd be a great gimmick. Why didn't no one invent that?
What are you talking about?
Like a steering wheel gimmick for Switch where you like fucking put your console in the center of it with the Joy-Cons and you like drive it like a fucking
steering wheel. You do know this was a Labo set, right?
I do not know that.
Is it really? They have a Labo set that was designed specifically to work with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
But is that like where you put it in the fucking center of the thing and you like turn it?
Yeah, dude.
That's dope as hell.
Yeah,
this is cardboard.
You will not be able to find it anymore.
If it wasn't cardboard, it'd be better. They should get Logitech to make one.
Yo, imagine Nintendo like the idea of Labo, but they just made plastic accessories.
Oh shit!
I don't know.
That's there. You go, next Switch or whatever.
Yeah, it's called. That's the next Switch. Yeah. That's okay. We're doomed anyway. At least give me a steering wheel. Who cares?
What I really want is them to make more ergonomic Joy-Cons. That's what I would like.
Yeah, I want a Joy-Con that could be held by a human man.
An adult? Yeah.
I just don't want to. My hands feel like they're going to crumple in on themselves as I'm holding a handheld because I refuse to play it on my TV.
I honestly do not like playing them like a Joy-Con singly. Like, you know how people are like, you like give them all to a place to like smash? Like, I can't do that. It's too small.
You've played Super Smash Brethren on a single Joy-Con.
I've done that. It wasn't good.
There's no way.
I remember I had to do that for Mario Kart once, and I felt like I had arthritis.
Yeah,
you probably did.
Have you guys ever like been playing your Switch and you notice that like you start to get like your hands start going numb?
Yeah. 100%. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like the Switch fatigue.
That's usually if I'm sitting on the toilet for a while, it
yeah.
That tends to happen, yeah.
I think Pat spends about 90% of his day in the bathroom. Not for the same reasons Chris does.
Yeah, but it's still less time than Pasquale.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we would never know because Pasquale is not on his phone, so he just doesn't answer us.
And you never
know, Pasquale, you know, this might be like a real hazard for you, like as you get older. Like you might fall, break your hip, and you might be in there for weeks. Dude.
He's going to buy a medical alert.
He's got it in a life alert.
Then
he won't want to wear it in there though because of all the poop particles flying around.
I'll just have one just for the bathroom.
I have a follow-up question to this tangent from three episodes ago. I'm sorry, but I just thought about this. And okay, so the line of reasoning you gave for not bringing your mobile device in there is because it's unsanitary, correct? That's the basis of it. Okay, do you get fully naked before you step into the washroom?
No,
because your clothing are going in there, and you're leaving the room. room with your clothing, it's the same principle.
Yeah, but I'm not rubbing it on anything.
You're sitting in your chair with your shirt that was touching the back of the toilet.
No,
you
it doesn't.
Tell me you've never once. What do you mean, no, it doesn't? How are you sitting on a toilet?
Do you sit like a 90s child and you like sit facing the bowl?
No.
Like facing the tank?
Say you pull the shirt forward first of all, and then you just like hold it with your arms. And
I'm talking about the back of the toilet.
Yeah. It doesn't touch the back of the toilet. What are you resting on the back of the toilet?
You sit upright like a human.
I'm sitting upright.
What animal
are you that's laying on the toilet?
There's a logical fallacy of you being like, I don't want to bring my phone in because it's unsanitary, but you're wearing your clothes and you're going in there, and then you're walking around with all your clothes.
I'm not rubbing the clothes on the toilet.
It doesn't matter. Oh, hold on. Chris is demonstrating for everyone.
Chris is I don't know.
This is how I imagine he's doing.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's
like facing the tank like this.
No.
He's got his plate of spaghetti and
this became racist all of a sudden.
If you're straddling the bowl, so you got the tank in front of you, you got a nice little shelf there.
You got a shelf.
There you go. Now you, Pat, you bring your Switch in there.
I was gonna say you could bring Sudoku in there.
Get your crossword.
Oh my god. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Switch or something.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm glad that Nintendo is, you know, being cautious about this and want to make sure that the transition into whatever the next system might be is a graceful one. So they, you know, they don't have a Wii to Wii U type situation. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I don't know if they could handle another one of those. It was really bad. And I think the one saving grace that Nintendo had from the Wii U days was the fact that the 3DS was busting.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't have that to fall back on anymore.
That's why they'll keep the Switch going and
I don't
make
think
whatever else
again.
They want to.
Not for a while.
Yeah.
You know what they should bring back, though?
Mm.
The see-through system.
I agree.
Oh God, yeah.
Bring back the atomic purple.
PlayStation brought that back a little bit with the controllers.
With the controllers, yeah.
Well, the Switch controllers are actually see through, like the Pro controllers.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I know, but like, well, that's right. But like, not like a
they're like a smoke black, like
yeah,
the
I want, like straight clear,
console.
Like the PS2 controllers.
Give me the atomic purple. Give me like the
what was the Game Boy had
the slime green, like
oh god,
just the weird colors.
Everything that was around in the 90s, if you could just bring that back, you don't even have to make new packaging. Just make it look the exact same. Put it on the shelves. I'll buy it.
You want me to buy physical games? Do that. I'll be there day one.
Yeah. Make weird commercials about a dude who's probably not allowed around children, picking up Pokemon, putting them in a trash compactor, squishing them together, and boom, you got Pokemon Scarlet.
The 90s and early 2000s.
Video game advertisements were wild, man. Back when they had to be like, yo, we're cool, you know? We're edgy, yo. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Fuck, I missed that time. That was great.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go cry now. Thanks, guys.
Steph, you got a favorite video game commercial? From the good old days.
I really love this actually isn't a crazy one, but the Xbox Jump In commercial from 360 was so good. Super dope, really cool idea, and like back when Xbox was winning, so they could do cool stuff like that.
I'll be honest with you, I even in my childhood I didn't care about Xbox. Explain this commercial to me.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember it. The one I remember the most is like it was like Jump In, and there was like dude's doing like a massive jump rope.
Are you thinking of the Nestle Plunge commercial?
Similar, which is I think is why I liked it, because Nestle is my favorite drink as a child. So, because I hate carbonation, because I'm not a bitch.
Why there was a trend of 90s commercials where like it's usually for like food directed towards children. Where consuming that food would either teleport you to a horrible place or turn you into a monster. That's it.
Yeah. Like the fruit gushers or the Skittles, where like
the fruit gushers or like the lifesavers popsicles, where you'd suck on it and then your head would just become one. Why would you want that?
I never understood.
Why wouldn't you?
You eat a gusher and then you explode.
Yeah, but you're full of juicy goodness.
Yeah, but why would I want to? You have a Capri Sun and you become the Silver Surfer.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
To answer my own question, my favorite is the Super Smash Brothers Everybody's Here commercial.
Yeah. I love the like the Imagine Me and You commercial of the mascots just beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah. That's There's something magical about just watching grown men dressed up as Nintendo characters beat the shit out of each other on an open field. It's just it's a magical experience, you know.
The better answer, by the way, is the Kevin Butler PSP commercials, because those are the best video game commercials of all time. Mm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they were all right.
That was before the creepy ass doll commercials. That
I still or like the weird baby commercials.
Yeah, I don't like that.
There's like the one where like you like are birthed and then you fly through and become an old man. Mm. Like they had a bunch of weird ones.
Yeah. Huh. What about We Would Like to Play?
That was a good. I think I'd like that one actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Just two Japanese men showing up your door and just
Hold on.
Like to play them.
Listen. I'm glad that
that was the commercial.
I'm glad. Yeah. No, I understand. They were in a little punch buggy. They were always driving through like what looked like rural Saskatchewan because there was like nothing else around there.
I'm gonna insert the Pornhub drums here.
There we go. We could clear that. That's public domain.
Yeah.
Probably.
Anyway, so, hey, I don't know. Okay, so last question on this topic, then we'll move on to some other stuff. When do you guys think we'll see the next Nintendo console? Because we're 7 years into the Switch. I think it's going to be coming soon, man. We're towards the end of it.
I know, it's crazy to think about.
I could say they'll probably hit 10 years before we'll see anything.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'm thinking next year.
I think we could hit 10.
Yeah, I'm thinking next year or 24.
I think we get an announcement this summer.
This E3.
No, no, they're still thinking about it, I think.
Yeah,
That's the game plan. You silly let everyone, they're not going to do it.
Yeah, they put out this little press teaser like, we don't know what we're going to do. We know what we're going to do.
They didn't say that. Yeah. They said it's a concern for us.
It's a concerning matter for them, yeah.
It's a concern that we've almost finished it already.
We're gonna piss off everyone, and we're concerned.
Yeah. Bring back the power glove.
That I want random ass accessories. That's all I want.
You have to bring the accessory and announce it in a movie.
You know what? Yeah. I think
that's
I could see them.
Movie's about.
No, I think I could see them getting to AR more.
Why though?
Just
what about Nintendo screams to you AR?
We did AR on the 3DS, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like they might.
Did they?
Implement it more.
Cards.
Yeah. Like, especially with Pokemon, I think they can really make that work.
They already did it.
But I feel like
Pokemon
the AR.
Go, by the way.
Yeah, well. Yeah, so.
But that's Niantic and the Pokemon Company, right? Like, there's so many different crabs in that bucket when it comes to Pokemon Go and who says what and what can be done. But I mean, going back to the AR tech that was in the 3DS. Every single system that's come out in history has weird ass shit that's used in a tech demo and then is just ignored completely by everyone developing for it, right? Like that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about Wii, but Nintendo is that mostly you only care about their games, and so they're gonna care about their gimmick and it'll work.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, does it? It didn't work for the Wii U.
If that's their gimmick.
The Wii U is like a I don't think that's truly the Nintendo games for Wii U are actually really good.
Yeah, they're so good that they brought them all over to the Switch, and they're like some of the best selling games on the system.
The problem
right?
with the Wii U is that no one knew what the fuck it was. It just sounded like an add on.
Yeah. It literally was as they say, the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah,
it's I remember when they announced it. Like legitimately, I thought it was like, oh, it's an expansion. I want to buy the Wii U.
You were not the only one, my friend, because
everyone there thought it was just the. Everyone. We also announced it weird because didn't they only show the box?
I don't remember honestly. The Wii U era of Nintendo, I've somewhat purged from my memory. I don't remember how they announced it. I don't remember. I remember the day it came out. I went up to the local at the time EB Games, walked in, no one was there. I'm like, is that the new Nintendo? They're like, yeah. It's like, all right, I'll buy that one. There was no fanfare. There was no like 8 hour plus lines waiting. I just walked in, bought it, left like a normal transaction. And I hate
that should have been a hint.
That was, but I got the special one. I got the one that came with like an extra hardware space.
Yeah. My brother bought his, our Wii U using Petro points. So.
Oh wow! From I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, he spent Petro points to get it. That's how much he didn't care about it. It's like I got these Petro points.
I remember walking into like Shoppers Drug Mart and they had Wii U's up in the top shelf.
I do remember that too.
That's where I
got
mine.
Everywhere, dude. Yeah.
I love Shoppers Drug Mart. Let's just talk about that.
They couldn't get rid of them. That's why.
Shoppers Drug Mart is a great store.
Yeah. I've never been a fan of it, honestly.
They have groceries in there now. It's great. It's very convenient.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, hold on.
It's because it's owned by Loblaws now, so.
It's
been owned by Loblaws for a few years now.
Not every store needs to have everything. You know, like.
But a Shoppers Drug Mart is very convenient to have everything because they're open till midnight.
Yeah, okay,
you know, so often I'm like, fuck, I need something. I'll go to the Shoppers Drug Mart because it's open till midnight.
How often well, that's what a convenience store is, though.
Midnight, yeah. And Walmart. Walmart's open until midnight. Charge me up the dick for
something.
Not in all locations.
And also, what convenience store is open past, unless it's 7-Eleven?
That's not very convenient.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
look, I'm Shoppers okay. Is all I'm trying to say is that not every store needs to have a pharmacy and like, oh, you know, a Babbage's and like, you know, a post office. Like, it's okay for you to just be a store.
You reference Babbage's more than anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
I like Babbage's.
I don't even think it's a real place.
Say it. Just say Babbage's. It's a fun word to say. It gets the point across.
Babbage's.
Babbage's.
That's a good word to write.
No, but you're trying to derail me from my tangent now, and I don't appreciate that on the show.
I always derail you from your tangent.
That's yeah, like I know, but I'm just saying not every store needs to have everything, okay? What's wrong with just selling shoes?
There's lots of stores that just sell shoes.
Yeah, but soon they're going to have like a fucking airport in there too.
You need to wear Foot those locker. Shoes somewhere, Air don't locker. You?
I don't know.
This is the Let's Get Shoppers Drug Mart podcast. PC, please sponsor us.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'll take some PC points.
Yeah. Anyway, Boomstinger. All right, so we got it. We got some quick news to get through. First of all, after 6 goddamn months, they're letting you transfer Pokemon from Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl to the new Pokemon Home update, which is coming at some point because they put out a whole bunch of information about this, saying that you know this is how it's all going to work. They didn't give us a release date, so nope. I don't know what's going on. But at some point in time, I'm going to guess soon. I'm willing to bet by the end of this month, you'll be able to transfer Pokemon from Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl to Pokemon Home. In addition to that, you'll be able to transfer Pokemon from Legends Arceus to and from Pokemon Home. So
yep.
Those of you that have been waiting, like me, to finish the Pokedex in Brilliant Diamond because that game is a slog and I hate everything about it,
yep.
You'll be able to cheat by just transferring your Pokemon that you have in Home. Congratulations if you've waited this long. There's also a couple special Pokemon, so if you transfer Pokemon from Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl within the first couple of days of this rolling out update, you'll get a couple mystery gifts, including a Turtwig, a Chimchar, and a Piplup. And if you transfer Pokemon from Legends Arceus within the same time period, you'll be able to receive a Rowlet, a Cyndaquil, and an Oshawott. And they will have little different bonuses as well. The Legends Arceus Pokemons will have maximum effort values. As the mystery gift, and the Turtwig, Chimchar, and Piplup will have hidden abilities. Also, you have to do this through the mobile device because why not, dude? Let's just make everything complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question. Let's bring this back to our original topic. What the hell is going to happen with like Pokemon once they move away from the Switch? They've now built this entire infrastructure here with Pokemon Home being as like this mega depository for all things Pokemon that's tied to the Switch. We're going to have to move that forward as well.
It'll just port it over.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
It'll charge you $20 for it or something like that.
That's... Yeah. I feel like, I got to commend the Pokemon Company and Nintendo and everyone involved in figuring out how to get every single game connected. Because that's no small feat, especially when you're looking back at like the games that were made all the way back then. Never once had this in mind, right? Like, It's impressive. And you know what? I think they did a good job. Is Pokemon Home the best answer? No, but it's like pretty good moving forward. And yeah, I don't know. Other than that, it took them 6 months. I have no idea why it took them this long. It doesn't really matter to me. You know, I think you guys still playing Legends Arceus? It's the one game on the show that we've all played.
Dude, I think about going back and playing that game, but I'm like, I have so many other ones I got to finish first.
Yeah,
I got to go back to that.
Did you? Who here has caught Arceus?
Me.
It's myself and Chris, right?
Yeah.
Stefano?
Not even close.
You were into Legends Arceus when it first came out, didn't you? Yeah.
What happened? Overtime at work.
Yeah. Just got burnt out, huh?
I just have too much shit going on right now.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Pasquale, did you ever get out of the first zone?
I don't think so, to be honest.
Are you serious?
I just left it. I haven't played in a long time.
You are the worst.
I got stuff. I'm doing stuff too.
All right. Well,
I like how I say I'm busy and everyone's like, oh, okay.
Go fuck yourself. Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
Okay, but like, here's the difference, though.
Fairness, I do pick a
Pasquale. Pasquale is like, I work a job. I have a girlfriend. That's my life. You're like, I have a family. I have a child.
But the thing is, Steph did this before he was married. He did.
No, I didn't. I beat every game I played before I was married. What are you talking about? I never fucking abandoned games. Hold on.
It seems that Pasquale is calling out your masculinity.
Listen, I am the one. I am not making fun of you at all today.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're throwing him under the bus.
Because everybody throws me, I gotta pull somebody with me.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm just saying. This is not even making fun of you. I just don't really understand why you have to go to bed at 9:30 every night. What are you doing?
Because I need sleep. 9:30. I go to bed at 10:30.
I'm
okay. I need my sleep. I don't function otherwise.
But that's like, what do you do from like 7 to 9?
I speak to my girlfriend.
like on the phone or like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cute.
Oh, okay.
It's good enough for me.
All right, I got several questions.
That's good. Good enough for me. I'm happy with that.
The way you said I speak to my girlfriend. It sounds very clean, very clinical. Oh. What are you doing?
I like to
play games.
Yeah, no, I know you play Mario Kart 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Two episodes ago, you said that your girlfriend's not much of a gamer, so I believe that is false.
No, she's not a gamer, but she'll play like the phone games and stuff like that.
We have clips.
He's playing chess.
Yeah, you're playing chess? You don't play chess? You don't strike me as a chess player.
I do know how to play chess.
I don't believe that.
I would like to, given the fact that I made a rule about not making fun of Pasquale, I would like to respectfully not talk about what he does with his girlfriend for 3 hours.
Thank you, Steph.
3 hours? Oh my god, yeah, wait, I didn't even register that. I've never spoken to anyone for 3 hours.
You're speaking to us for 3 hours?
No, these rarely go over an hour 20.
Well, we have some before and some after. Maybe two hours.
D&D sessions. Like,
those are definitely 3 hours.
Yeah, but I'm not talking the whole time, dude.
I used to talk to Lace every day for 3+ hours. So, but I used to just play games with her while she was talking.
But you guys were also living a country apart. That's different.
I mean, whatever you do, you gotta do.
Would you really call Canada and the U.S. a country apart?
I mean, yeah, when the country is miles, so yeah. The country is traveling back to to 1986.
It just sounds less impressive. It's like, oh, country apart, Canada, U.S. You know, typically it's like Canada and like Korea, right? Like that would be like,
that's continents apart, though.
There's no ocean in between us.
Yeah. Well, there could be soon. Who knows, man? The way the world's going.
It's a great As I Lay Dying album. Yeah.
That is a great As I Lay Dying album. That's a really good emo song name, too. Anyway.
Hey, in quick news this week, Bethesda has put out an update saying Redfall and Starfield will be delayed until 2023. Stefano is the only person on this panel that cares about either of these games. How are you feeling about the delay?
A delayed game is never bad.
Well, that's not true.
I just want it to come out. It's never worse for being delayed, should I say.
Yeah.
Blurry by Polamud. God damn it.
Do you not know the quote?
So upset that I even brought up Puddle of Mud on his pocket. Anyway, carry on. Go ahead.
It's a rushed game is never good, but that's delayed game is eventually good, probably. Depending on various factors.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
A delayed game is good, hopefully.
I waited 12 years for Duke Nukem, and
that game wasn't delayed. It was just punted. There was no like a delay implies working. They stopped working on it for a while, and they picked the game up halfway through. Oh, let's finish this, and they just tapped
on it. Cyberpunk 2077 was delayed many times.
That game should have kept being delayed. That game should have cut the past version. Anyway, I'm sad about it because I really wanted to play Starfield, and it's like the only thing Xbox fucking has. So I don't know what they're gonna announce on the 12th.
You know, they just bought Activision Blizzard, right? Like,
yeah, but Call of Duty, fucking great.
Like, that's fair enough.
What are they gonna? They have a whole
Bethesda. Thanks, Mark.
They have a whole Bethesda conference on the 12th.
I think the thing that I'm looking forward to the most when it comes to Starfield is just learning what the game is.
Yeah, we have no idea.
I'd like, what do you do in this game that's coming out next?
It's about space.
Don't worry, because Todd Howard will sit down with you for 45 minutes and describe every detail of the world to you.
And I'm happy to announce that Skyrim is coming
to my watch.
Dude, Skyrim is going to be fully playable inside of Starfield. You're going to be able to find a random computer somewhere on a distant moon.
That would be awesome.
That's the next evolution for Skyrim.
To be honest, I haven't mentioned this, but I've been playing Arkanoid on repeat when I play Life is Strange. It's all I've been doing.
Well,
I just play Arkanoid.
In Donkey Kong 64, they had the original Donkey Kong game.
Why would they do that? That game is way better than Donkey Kong 64. They should never have put something to compare it to.
You shut your mouth.
If you guys are down for a little bit more relatively quick news, we have an interesting little development. So earlier this week, FIFA said that if EA wants to continue using the name FIFA in their game, they're going to have to pay $300 million. EA, and I can't believe I'm saying this, did the right thing and said, you guys go fuck yourself. And they're not going to pay that, which honestly, totally fair.
And FIFA, 30 years.
Yeah. FIFA, this is where things get interesting now. FIFA confirms that it will create an EA Sports FC rival. And the FIFA organization says that it will be the only authentic, real game on the marketplace.
That's such a bullshit thing, because all the FIFA license does is give them the ability to put the World Cup into
that's it. All it is, yes.
Because
it
otherwise
gives them right to say FIFA in the title and be about the World Cup.
Because otherwise you could have the Champions League, you could every other fucking league that matters more to soccer fans.
All the players, all the teams, those are licensed individually, independently, right? It has no claims connected to FIFA, which is, from what I heard, a horrible organization that may or may not be plotting the downfall of civilization. But again, that's where things get sketchy. $300 million just to have the word FIFA in your title? Like, what are they
thinking? You're smoking some serious crack.
Well, there's also what, PES?
Yep.
Evolution Soccer?
That turned out to be really good, actually, because they've fixed it.
We talking PES? What are you talking about, PES? The little candies? Yeah.
No.
Soccer.
Just Pro Evolution Soccer, which is like the other soccer title that you can get on like all the consoles.
It's super popular in Europe, actually. Like, it's like some people say it's actually a better game than FIFA.
Okay.
And then they released that free to play version of it.
Yeah,
that sucked massive dong when it first came out, but apparently it's much better now.
That's usually the case with a lot of games, it seems, huh?
Especially free to play ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Free to play games. They put out as much abuse as possible, see what they get away with, and then they slowly dial it back.
Free to play games tend to really follow the MVP format, which is minimum viable product. Does the game run? All right, put it on the storefront, guys. Fix it in post.
Yeah.
They're very agile for sure.
Yeah. So EA Sports FC, the future of interactive football, will be coming out, I guess, starting next year. We'll see that. It's going to be the same game. It's going to be the exact same game. The only difference is, first of all, yes. But I mean, like, losing the access to the word FIFA isn't going to change the game.
I feel like they will lose sales, though.
I don't think so at all.
No, 100% they will.
I think they'll lose some, just because people buy it by namesake. Like, it's like buying Madden.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. First of all, FIFA is going to be making a game. Let's think about that for a second.
That's where they'll lose it. The year where it's only the EA FC, it won't matter. But the moment FIFA comes out with its own version, that's where they're going to get fucked. Because there's a lot of people who don't follow games. They're going to be like, I want FIFA. And they're going to be like, here.
And it's not here's FIFA, right? Yeah. Oh, I've been playing FIFA my whole life.
Now they don't even care who makes it.
Who's EA Sports FC? Well, they're going to care if it's a horrible game, right? Like, that's the only thing.
It takes 1 year to figure that out.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's it. FIFA has 1 year to prove that their FIFA is better than at least EA Sports FC.
It doesn't have to be better. It just has to be good. It doesn't have to be better.
Well, I guess reasonable. So, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, how different can you make a game where you run around and kick a ball, right?
Like, I wouldn't underestimate.
Speaking of games where you run around and kick a ball, Mario Strikers Battle League is coming out in like a month and a half.
Remember the NBA 2K? So you know how there's like 2K games and EA games for NBA? And the EA one, like, it came out and they gave it to IGN to review, and they pulled it like before IGN could release the review and before the game came out. They're like, we're not releasing this game. This game was so bad that they like put it on disc and like printed it and like gave it to people to review, and they're like, you know what, we're just cut our losses. We're not gonna put this one out. Like, there's a version of this game that exists in the IGN offices that never was actually released, which is probably worth
a lot of money.
And in slightly lighter news, quick news, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, and Mrs. Pac-Man have officially joined the Video Game Hall of Fame. Congratulations. I have no idea how these two games weren't in the Video Game Hall of Fame.
What else was there?
Yeah, Sudoku, Solitaire, Blackjack, you know, the basic three.
Sure.
But yeah, so congratulations. I don't know if anyone's ever played the indie game known as Miss Pac-Man. Maybe give it a try. I hear it's pretty good. You guys, like, what's your opinion on Pac-Man?
It's all right. It's fun.
It's one of those games it's easy to get into and just mindlessly shut off your brain.
Yeah.
You guys ever play competitive Pac-Man at the Dave and Buster's?
Yeah.
No.
You go to the Dave and Buster's after you're finished up at the Babbage's, and they got a massive mega multiplayer Pac-Man game.
Yeah, you compete against
other. What you compete against other? That's what EB Games stood for, Electronic Babbage's.
That's not true.
That's where we got the words EB from, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to spell this. The
Pac-Man game is so good.
There's also the one on the Switch.
Yeah, there's also
Pac-Man,
that. Yeah,
Pac-Man 99.
I love Pac-Man 99.
You know what? Hold on.
What's up, Stefano?
Store that eventually became GameStop. What the fuck?
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Is something wrong there? This is an audio-based podcast. You're gonna have to speak at some point.
Well, hold on. In fairness, you said that EB Games stood for Electronic Babbage's, and that's not true.
That is true. It's 100%
true. Babbage's did eventually become GameStop.
Yeah, Electronic Babbage's.
EB Games stands for Electronic Boutique.
Yes.
Electronic Babbage's.
But I had not a fucking chance in hell of knowing that Babbage's is what GameStop became.
Yeah. Well, it's not just Babbage's, it's Electronic Babbage's, yeah.
It became GameStop in 1999, by the way.
Yeah.
Because, like, what the fuck is Babbage's? This is a problem.
Dude, honestly.
Marketing campaign.
Hmm.
Babbage's is such a better name.
I would like to take it back. I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine. I look, you would think that somebody who actively hosts a video game podcast would have, you know, at least one or two video game based anecdotes that they could pull up for a minute.
You so often are lying.
His bullshit meter is so good that we can't tell when he's bullshitting.
Yeah, when do I lie? I never lie.
My brother is just like this. I just trust that he is being truthful with what he's saying, but he could be feeding me straight malarkey, and I would never know. And now that you've got this right, I have to believe you. Like,
Pat, I believe you the whole time.
I can't doubt you now.
I have nothing but trust for you, Pat.
Thank you. See?
When you say something inherently, I have to believe you now. It's over for me. So take that information and do with it what you will.
I feel like I just have a lot of random facts, but like I don't remember them all, but I'm very confident that I know them.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it comes down to.
100%.
Yeah. But yeah, so
didn't mean to do it to random.
No, it's fine. Just never question me again.
I won't. At this
point. Not even like on like off air, like at all.
The fact that Babbage's is a real thing, I officially can no longer question you.
I'm dude, like, of okay, course it's a real thing, dude. I love Babbage's.
I should have known that it's such a ridiculous thing. It must have been real.
This episode is called the Rise of Babbage's.
Honestly, yes. Great for anyway. SEO because everyone's googling fucking Babbage's.
Oh, dude, yeah, people are going crazy on the Babbage kick right now, dude.
They'll definitely get us picked they up binge on with all them. Kinds of.
Like just massive trend on Twitter,
baby.
Yeah, anyway, let's play versus. Hey,
I like how our quick segment was not quick at all.
I was like 20 minutes.
Oh, hey, if you're new to the show, this is how we end the show. We're going to play a game called Versus, in which two of us will be randomly assigned a video game character and then randomly assigned a scenario in which we hold an academic debate to decide whom of those characters is better suited or maybe sometimes worse suited to that situation. I won last week's episode, so I will be the judge for this week. We have decided who will be playing this round. Stefano, you are the time bitch. Please have your time, bitch, paraphernalia ready to go. This week's versus is Chris versus Pasquale. Mm-hmm. I believe that the characters have already been assigned here. Mm-hmm. Chris, can you refresh my memory on what characters you two will be debating for?
So my character will be Parappa the Rappa.
Of course, classic, yeah.
And Pasquale will be debating me with Mom from The Binding of Isaac.
Now, Pasquale, you have an opportunity here because I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a huge fan of Parappa the Rapper. So,
okay, really?
I have 4,328 hours logged into The Binding of Isaac as a whole.
I will disappoint you.
So, oh no, I know that, but that's besides the point. I'm talking about this specifically. You have an opportunity here. It all depends on what the topic is. Chris, what is today's topic of debate?
Who would prefer to be called daddy in the bedroom?
Oh.
All right, gentlemen. Huh. Our players have been decided. Pasquale, you will be debating in position of Mom from The Binding of Isaac. Chris, you'll be debating for Parappa the Rapper from Parappa the Rapper. Topic of debate is who would prefer to be called daddy in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Call her daddy.
Pasquale.
Yes, sir.
You have 30 seconds for your opening comment.
Okay.
Your time starts now.
Never in my life have I seen a character better suited to be called daddy in the bedroom than Mom from The Binding of Isaac. She is absolutely a dom and will demand that you call her daddy. She will stomp on you and make sure anything Steph's face says it all right there. Anything that she wants goes. Okay. She'll look at you with those dead eyes and say, call me daddy.
Yeah.
I think we've learned a lot today.
Well, I have a clarifying Pasquale's question.
Kinks.
Yep.
What's a dom?
Oh, a dom. A dominant. They take control. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, like I said,
I think the first point goes to
lightning podcast.
Okay. Chris. No need to say anything.
Chris, you're opening your opening comment. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I gotta believe. A catchphrase always uttered by Per Rapper the Rapper. What is he gonna say? I gotta believe you're gonna call me daddy. And then he's gonna bust out quite a rhyme that's gonna make you drop your panties or your pants to the floor. And you're gonna beg for more. That's right. If he's trying to go for his crush, Sunny Funny, he'll tell her exactly what to call him in the bedroom. You know it. You want to scream it. Just call me daddy.
All right. Well, for the first time ever, in the history of this program, I think both of them actually have good arguments for this topic. It's never been done before. I don't know what's going to happen, dude, but honestly, it's too early right now. I want to hear the rebuttals. Pasquale, your rebuttal to Chris's opening statement. Go ahead. Your time starts now.
Parappa the Rapper is like a little kid. Looking at him, I wouldn't even want to think of him in the bedroom. He's a dog for one. He's wearing those stupid ass clothes. Nobody's gonna call him daddy in the bedroom. He's an embarrassment. He's in a karate dojo sometimes, and like he's too busy for that kind of shit anyway. Mom will dominate daddy.
Well, I'm curious as to where you're going with this karate dojo point that you brought up.
He's too busy.
my man's enrolled in after school curriculum. He doesn't have time to be called daddy. All right, well, Chris, 30 seconds for your rebuttal. Your time starts now.
It's not about the number, it's about getting under. That's what Parappa would say about this situation. You can't be a mom just because you're a dom. You can't be a dad unless you're really bad. And that's what Parappa the Rapper would say. You know, about his career and his video game is about proving his adulthood, how mature he can be. And nothing says more mature than beating the best version of yourself. And how else do we do that? In epic rap battles, dad.
Don't I know it.
I mean, bonus points for making most of your debating rhyme. And I'm a sucker for that. So, Pasquale, I'm going to have to ask you to formulate your closing argument in the form of a light rap.
No promises. Closing statement,
30 seconds. It has to be in the form of a light rap. Now.
Mom is a dom. I can't do that. The fact
that
you're gonna take a breath. You're gonna formulate the rap in your head.
I can't do that.
Chris, you're gonna put a nice royalty free beat under this next part. All right.
Do you want to rap? Just forget it.
I know.
All good. Make spoken word.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
Mom is literally like, she wants to kill Isaac because she's hearing the voice of God in her head to tell her to do that. And the voice of God makes her feel like God, which makes her want to be called daddy. Like, the ultimate daddy is telling her, you are now daddy. You must kill in my name. And stomp anything that I tell you to stomp. And that's it. She wants to she will be called daddy no matter what.
I understand religious zealots now.
Yeah.
They just want to be called daddy.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned is really close to punish me, daddy.
Right? Exactly.
Like it's pretty much there.
Pretty true.
I'm curious as to how, you know, your argument is that, you know, mom's a dom, but then she's just doing what God says, right? I don't think God, you know, would dom.
She's got a daddy.
Yeah.
She's got a daddy, but she's got to be daddy to somebody else.
Okay, well. It wasn't in the style of a freeform rap.
Yeah, so unfortunately.
Chris, your closing argument in support of Parappa the Rapper. Mm-hmm. Your final 30 seconds start now.
Parappa the Rapper is always known for saying, I gotta believe. And what else could you do? He's paper thin. He's gonna slide into the bed. He's gonna slide on top of your girl. He's gonna get in. You know? He's gonna get in there, and he's truly gonna show you who's the real dog, who's the real daddy. Mom can't handle a Parappa the Rapper is splowing. You know? He's got the flow. He's got the drip. He's coming for you.
Whoa.
Let's get it.
All right.
Well, who's your daddy and what does he do?
Who does your daddy, who does he work for? I've heard the opening comments here, the rebuttals and the closing statements. I want to, first of all, for the most part, you guys have put up, solvent points. I think both of you have debated for your supporting characters to the best of your personal abilities, which is the nicest thing I could say. Unfortunately, in this situation, I'm going to have to give it to Chris. I'm going to have to give it to Chris only because, first of all, he raps some of his lines, and I'm a sucker for that. But also, you know, I feel that following the words of a voice in your head is the opposite of being a dom daddy. You know, at that point, you're a sub for God. Right? And for that reason alone.
That'd be a great metal album, by the way.
Sub for God. For that reason alone, I'm going to give it to Chris and Parappa the Rapper. Congratulations, thank you. Chris.
Thank you.
I think we should have given it to Pasquale for being so open about his kinks on this podcast.
You know what? That's a separate thing that we will talk about at the end of this. But hey, before we get into Pasquale's sexual history, if you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on Apple iTunes or anywhere else you can leave reviews for podcasts. And if you want to
in that review, please tell us what you think Pasquale's greatest sexual kink is.
Yeah.
Or tweet at us.
Or tweet at us.
Tweet at us at Let's GG Podcast. You can catch this podcast anywhere video game podcasts can be listened to. Apple iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, Stitcher. Not Stitcher. Are we on Stitcher? Let me check Stitcher. I don't think we're on Stitcher. But we are on Anchor FM. Check us out on any of these amazing platforms. I've been your host for this week's episode, Patrick Dennehy. Joined with me this week and almost every week, it's Chris Montpetit.
Thanks for having me.
It's Squala Galuzzo.
Bye, Daddy.
Okay. Yeah, and Stephen Fontana.
That was my favorite thing to do.
Oh, okay. I'm wearing headphones. I hear it. Like, it's in my ears. I don't appreciate it.
That's the point.
Next time, say bye, Poppy. Bye,
bye. I mean, you should call me Daddy, Poppy, I guess.
Oh, bye, Daddy.
Stop.